Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and coaching program for people who want to learn how to use real estate to build a second stream of income. This is really the only business model that is working. People who try to save their way to retirement are failing. 95% of Americans cannot retire by age 65 after working 45 years. It's just the whole concept of saving your way to retirement when most of the time a job is the acronym J-O-B, just over broke. How are you supposed to save money when you're living paycheck to paycheck? It's just not happening. And people are disturbed by this, but to have $10,000 a month in retirement, you have to save $3 million using the 4% rule. And the 4% rule is pretty accurate. You can only take 4% of your savings each year to ensure that you don't run out of money before you die. Doesn't work all the time, but most of the time. Some people even outlive $3 million. You know, it's just a risk. Whereas if you build a second stream of income, like what we're doing at Total Wealth Academy, is it comes in for the rest of your life. Whether you live 10 years in retirement or 50 years in retirement, it doesn't matter. It comes in every single month. And our goal is basically to teach people how to build wealth, peace of mind, all while helping and serving other people with our real estate. And today, what I want to talk about is a foundational principle for life in general, but it's certainly a foundational principle for Total Wealth Academy. And it's based off of teachings of two men, Tony Robbins, most of you are familiar with him, and Stephen Covey, many of you are familiar with him. The book for Stephen Covey is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The book from Tony Robbins is Unlimited Power. And when you read both of those books, you really change as an individual if you believe what they say and you use what they say. It works. You know, some people will consider Tony Robbins just a hype guy or a motivational guy. I'm here to attest that I have made millions of dollars using the principles in that book, Unlimited Power. I've made millions of dollars using the principles that Stephen Covey describes in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I'm not saying that to brag. It's just I want you to understand these are life-changing books. If you have not read them, you have to understand that you are way behind people who have. What I'm going to talk about today, the foundational belief is you have to have an effective map if you're going to achieve any type of success, and we'll focus on financial success today. But you have to have the right map for marriage, for fitness, raising kids. And we're all given a map from the time we're old enough to walk for how to become successful. And when I normally do this, I'm standing in front of a crowd. And if you would imagine a large whiteboard, 4 feet by 8 feet. And the first thing that I do is on the left-hand side, as far to the left as I can get it, I draw a little box with a little triangle on top so it looks like a house. And what that represents is that we all start somewhere. That little box represents home. We all start somewhere. We'll call that home. And then on the far right, I draw a much larger box with multiple triangles on top, representing a big house. And what the big house represents is peace, joy, love, wealth, health, happiness. We'll call that success. And from the time we're old enough to walk, people start telling us how to get to success. First our parents, then our teachers, then our college professors. They all tell us or give us a map. See if this map doesn't sound familiar to you. Work real hard in high school, graduate. Work hard to get into college and graduate. Then get a job with a major corporation with high pay and good benefits. Then scrimp and save for 45 years, working 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And then you put your money in an IRA, a 401k, and you save. And at the end of 45 years, you'll have millions of dollars and you'll be able to retire on your savings. Does that map sound familiar to you? It's the map we're all given. But what happens is, as I'm describing this, I start by drawing a very short arrow from home, and that arrow points towards success. But the next arrow that I draw kind of points a little bit down. So there's two arrows leading from home. The first one straight out, straight towards success, but the next one kind of veers a little. Then the next one veers even more. And what this represents, each arrow represents someone giving us a map. The first arrow represents your parents. The second arrow represents your high school teachers and counselors. The third arrow represents your college professors and counselors. They all give us a map, telling us how to be successful. The next arrow is pointed completely away from success. And who this represents is just about everyone in America around middle age, 35, 40. 35 times 2 is 70. 40 times 2 is 80. So middle age is 35 to 40. It's not what they show you on TV where they go 50-year-old guy, you know, middle-aged Mr. Smith, age 55. What is he going to live to be 110? No. Middle age is not 50, 55. Sorry, everybody. I'm 58. 50 is old. Middle age is 35 to 40. When we come back, we'll talk about what happens when people realize that their arrows are not pointing towards success. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
There's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And that is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that is going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars over the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, attend our free sample class at TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about the map to success that we're all given. Do well in high school, go to college, get a job with a major corporation with high pay, good benefits, scrimp and save in an IRA and 401k for 45 years, working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and then retire and live off your savings. And we're talking about now middle age. This is when most people wake up and they look at their lives and they reassess it. And what happens at age 35, 40, some people don't do it that soon, and that's really sad. But it's that point where you go, man, I'm working my butt off. I'm doing everything that people told me to do, and I'm nowhere near success. Remember, the arrows on the board are pointing towards the bottom of the board, not towards success. And what people do when they say, look, I'm not in the financial position I want to be in, what do people do? They blame themselves. They say things like, I'm not smart enough, or I'm not working hard enough, or it's my attitude and motivation. When people say they're not smart enough, some of them will literally go get another degree or a master's degree from formal education. People who say they're not working hard enough will take a second job. Or like I did, I started working 60, 70 hours a week. I thought I'd outwork everybody. Then the people who say, well, it's my attitude, it's my motivation, they'll take motivational courses and work on their attitude. But the problem is this. All those things can do is get you to the wrong place faster. Because the problem is not with you. The problem is with the map. Guess where the people that taught you how to get to success have never been? Success. In other words, were your parents, your teachers, your college professors, your counselors, were they all multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Some of you even got desperate when you realized, man, I'm not getting in the financial position that I want to be in. You went out and started looking for titles. Who can help? And you came across a title called a financial planner. Makes sense. I need a financial planner. So you go hire a financial planner to help. Here's the problem with that. The average financial planner in the United States makes a little over 100 grand a year. So here's what you did. If you have a financial planner, you went to that person and said, hey, I know you don't make a lot of money. I know you're not rich. I know you're not retired. But can you help me get rich and retire? They can't help you. They've never done it. They can't help you. They don't know how to do it. See, there is a map out there that is effective. And I want to make sure that you don't think I'm telling you something secret or I have some new technique or some secret. This has been around for 6,000 years. That's my estimate. But it's been around a long, long time. See, the map that we were given is wrong. It results in 95% of Americans either dead broke or dead by age 65. That's right, 26 to 29% of us are dead by age 65. But all our lives, we're given this sales pitch. Retirement is the goal. Retirement is the golden years. You're going to travel. You're going to do all the things you wanted to do when you were young. When you're old. Does that make a lick of sense? It doesn't make any sense at all. You're old. You're not going to be able to do the things that you could when you were young. The golden years are flat out a golden lie. So, what you have to understand is that there is a map to success. And it comes from really one source: successful people. How could it come from anybody who's not? If they've never been to success, how can they tell you how to get there? You know, you love your parents, you love your high school teachers, college professors, and I'm telling you, they loved you. They cared about you. But they were given the wrong map by their parents, high school teachers, and college professors. This incorrect map is being passed on generation after generation after generation among the poor and middle class. Ask yourself this question. Do you think for a moment that wealthy people, rich people, are giving their kids the same map? They're not, are they? Why? Because they know the effective map. See, the rich teach their kids differently than the poor and middle class. It's not that the poor and middle class don't love their families and care and want the best for them. It's just they can't teach the right things to do. They've never done it. They don't know what they are. I'll give you a simple example. I've talked about this many times. When my son was 8, I told him, "You need to build a second stream of income, son. And here's a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen that explains why." This book is probably the most important financial book ever written. There's others that are similar and pretty much just as good, but this was the first one, and it's insanely good. So I got him to read that book. On his 9th birthday, his 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, I said, reminded him, "Hey, remember, you got to build a second stream of income." 16, 17, 18, "Son, you're headed off to college. Don't forget to build a second stream of income." By the time he graduated college, he had 11 rent houses and $4,000 a month in second stream of income. Now, some of you will say, "Oh, he must be brilliant. He must be super hardworking." He's brilliant and he's hardworking. So are you. So are you. Here's the difference. It isn't brilliance. It isn't hard work. It's he had the right map. He did the effective thing. Ask yourself this question. At what age were you told to build a second stream of income? You weren't? But imagine if I had been your father, and at age 8, I had started teaching you to build a second stream of income. Do you know what every single one of you would have right now? A second stream of income. You were just never told. Didn't you do everything you were told to do? Get a job, good benefits, put money in an IRA, 401k, speculate in the stock market. That's what you were told to do, and you did it. You successfully did ineffective things. But don't confuse that with not being successful. You successfully did the wrong things. But if I had been your dad, you would have successfully done the effective things because you would have known what they were. But you didn't know. You busted your butt, and you need to give yourself credit for that, and accomplished the wrong things. I can't say this enough. If you got a job, put money in a 401k, speculated in the stock market, scrimped and saved, you're successful. Whatever you set your mind to, you do it. You just had your mind set to the wrong things. Now, here's a bit of a challenge. Remember how I said it wasn't your fault because you were given an ineffective map? You were given the wrong map? It's not your fault. But unfortunately, you've heard this radio show, or fortunately, however you want to look at it. It is now your fault if you don't change what you're doing. If you listen to what I just taught you and you don't change what you're doing, that's your fault. You're ruining your life. You've done it for 20 years. It didn't work. And you're going to do the same thing another 20 years expecting a different result? First off, that's a form of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. But if you don't change, all of this becomes your fault. We got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
Money in the bank or pay your insurance premium, they take that money and go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it gives the highest rate of return and is the lowest risk. This is called passive investing. Due to some recent changes in the laws, you can now invest the exact same way. Total Wealth Academy can show you how. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend our free sample class on real estate investing. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Okay, I have obviously touched a nerve because I've gotten quite a few emails of people asking, okay, we get it. A couple of them says, I get it. It's my fault. What do I do differently? Well, what you've got to do is you're going to have to self-educate. One of the realizations that is disturbing is that our formal educational system teaches you nothing about building wealth. In fact, I quit college the day that I asked my counselor. I said, look, I've been here almost 2 years. Where are the classes on getting rich? And he goes, there are none. I quit school that day. Done. The heck am I spending $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to learn how to get a job? I can get jobs are free. I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. So I had to quit school and go self-educate. So the key to it is self-education. And we have a giant expo tomorrow, but it is full. So I apologize that I'm even talking about it. We actually accidentally went a few over. So we cannot allow anybody else to come. If you're registered, you're in. But if you have not registered yet, I'm sorry, we're full. So, but we're gonna do a discount on our membership tomorrow, and I'm gonna offer it to you all today. And basically, this is what you've got to do. One, you have to be humble. There is no shame in admitting what I'm about to tell you. You know nothing about money. Sorry. I know it's painful, but you got to admit it. If you're 40 plus and you're not a millionaire, You do not know what you're doing. You missed it. You missed it. And what we sell is a 2-year membership that includes a Saturday class with me. And it's an all-day class. We teach it once a month. You only need to see it once. But you come to that class, and what I do is share with you about 20, maybe 25 different principles of building wealth and how to use real estate to build a second stream of income. I cover everything from single family to large apartment complexes, self-storage complexes, senior living, hotels, strip shopping centers, anything that produces cash flow. Now, this membership comes with unlimited question and answer with the coaches for the full 2 years. So we literally walk you through your deals until you're up on your feet and know what you're doing. A lot of people have a fear. They'll say Total Wealth Academy just sells books and videos and stuff like that. That's not the case. When you take and graduate my Saturday class, you have unlimited question and answer with the coaches for 2 years to help you build that second stream of income that's so important. The program's full price is $2,000. We are going to discount that tomorrow, but I'm going to offer it to you today. We're going to discount it to $400. Now, we have a lot of times we'll sell it for $500, especially at our free introductory workshop or our free sample class. But seldom, very seldom, do we sell it for $400. And this will cover you again for 2 years, and you get the Saturday class with me. The next Saturday class is April 15th. And then I believe the May class is the 7th or the 8th. It's the second Saturday of the month. This offer is for either of those dates. If you would like to enroll and start self-educating and get an effective map for building wealth, go to totalwealthacademy.com/400 and enroll. totalwealthacademy.com/400, and you'll get the 2-year membership, the Saturday class with me, the unlimited question and answer with the coaches for the full 2 years for just $400. I promise you, by the end of that Saturday class, you will know exactly how to build a second stream of income for you and your family that will last you the rest of your life, simply by helping and serving other people with real estate. It works. It works. The other thing I do in that Saturday class is, because I was very fearful, very risk adverse when I first started, I'm going to share with you the strategies that I used to get over every single fear that I had. The fear of not having enough money, the fear of not knowing everything, the fear of not having perfect credit. I'm going to show you how to get past any fear that you've got, any excuse you're using for why you can't build a second stream of income. We're going to eliminate that fear, that excuse, in the Saturday class. The Saturday class is from 8 a.m. to 4. It includes lunch. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/400. This is the promotion. We only do at the expo twice a year. I guess there's how many times a year we do it, just twice a year. So if you're serious, let's see, 7 people emailed me and asked me what they can do different. This is what you do differently. You start self-educating, because our formal educational system will not teach you how to build wealth. It's there and does a great job of just teaching you how to get a job And if you go to college, you get a higher paying job. It does a great job of what it's designed for. I'm not putting down formal education. But if you expect to learn how to build wealth from your formal education, you're missing the boat. You've got to self-educate. Jim Rohn said it best, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. Okay, Kevin is asking the two books. If you guys want our reading list and a free copy of The Richest Man in Babylon, so you can start reading and self-educating, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books with an S. TotalWealthAcademy.com/books. And you can get the required reading list for the members of Total Wealth Academy and even a free copy in PDF format of The Richest Man in Babylon. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com/books. Okay, Alexander, how did you know? Alexander, this is an interesting question. How did you know which books to read? You know, that's a really good question. I'm not exactly sure. I just know my wife bought me The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People the day it came out. I think she even stood in line to get it. Tony Robbins was given to me by a friend who was highly successful. I think it came from, I was given a copy, when I was 16, one of my mentors, Colonel A.I. Thomas, gave me a copy of a Zig Ziglar book. And I read the book and realized right then and there I wanted to be a millionaire. And the funny thing was, Alexander, I thought that everybody wanted to be a millionaire. That's a dumb thought. Not everybody does. Everybody says they want to be a millionaire, but look at their actions. They don't. They're not willing to do what it takes. But having read Zig Ziglar, I realized how that book changed my life. So I became an avid reader. Did I read some books, Alexander, that were useless? You're not going to believe this answer. Never. Never have I read a book that I didn't learn something. In most cases, I learned 10, 20, 30, 100 things. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People taught me thousands of things that I just didn't know. So, how did I know the right books to read? I don't think it's that hard, Alexander. It's if you're reading nonfiction books, this is an important distinction to make. Nonfiction books on building wealth, sooner or later, something's going to click for you. It's going to make sense. I know I'm the type that has to read the same book multiple times. I had to read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I think I've read it or listened to it 15 plus times. Unlimited Power probably 20 times. So I think it was because people I loved and respected gave me those books, and so I took it to heart, read hard, studied hard, memorized it, and believed it. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
There's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And that is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that is going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars over the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, attend our free sample class at TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I just made an offer, and a couple of you emailed me saying you wish to sign up. I cannot sign you up. I'll send you the link, but it's very simple. If you want to sign up for the $400, you got to do it today. I guess you could pull it off tomorrow if you really wanted to procrastinate, but because it'll be open tomorrow. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/400. And this page will be up until about 3 o'clock tomorrow. Then it's gone. But I suggest you don't procrastinate. That's just, it's bad for you psychologically, emotionally. Procrastination is a killer. So don't procrastinate. Do it now. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/400 and you can enroll. Okay, this is from Lawrence. Lawrence, yes, to get the reading list and a free copy of The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen in PDF format, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books with an S. The reading list is there. There's actually two books in PDF you can download. One of them is Think and Grow Rich. Phenomenal. I mean, once I read that, my income exploded. But The Richest Man in Babylon would be where I started. Again, Lawrence, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books with an S. And they're free. Go get them, start reading, and pat yourself on the back for doing it. Give yourself credit. Because very few, I don't know if people know this, but 70% of Americans don't read nonfiction books. 70%. Do you see why most people are broke? They were not taught about money and wealth in high school or college. And as soon as they get out of college, they stop reading nonfiction books. How would they ever learn about money? Trial and error? How's that working? Trial and error with money is not a good strategy at all. You want to read and do it right the first time. Okay. Greg is the next email. And he's talking about, it looks like 1, 4, 5. It looks like you've got 9 or 10 doors. Couple of duplexes. Couple of single family, so that looks like 10 doors. All paid in full? Yes, Greg, it's time to move to commercial. The one thing you need to do, though, is tonight, go grab a bottle of Dom and celebrate, because you are killing it. You have done a fantastic job. But remember, 4 units and down is considered single family. You've been in single family too long. I made the same mistake. You need to move to commercial where you can control the value of the property. And let's say that each of those units is just worth 200 grand. You've got $2 million. You come take my Saturday class and I will show you how to buy a $10 million apartment complex. No joke, Greg. Yeah, please sign up. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/400. I'll show you how to turn those 10 units into 100 plus units. But congratulations, man. Please pat yourself on the back. That is a phenomenal accomplishment. Okay, let's see. Oh, Lawrence, you are welcome. Lawrence actually was kind enough to send me another email just thanking me for letting him know. That was very nice of you, Lawrence. Thank you. The next is, nope, that's a sales pitch. That's a sales pitch. Man, I get a lot of junk mail. Okay, Kelly's got a question. I'm sorry to pause here. This is kind of long, and I don't see any question marks. It's kind of a story about working hard in corporate America, being let go. You know, before I proceed, Kelly, did you know that being fired, you know, I'll say it. I hope every one of you gets fired or a pay cut in the next week. It will change your life for the better. Like, oh, you want me to get fired? Yep. Because then you'll wake up to the stupidity of depending on a job for your income, sole source of income. Nothing wrong with having a job. But if that's your sole source of income, you're in the highest risk position you could possibly be in. And I love when people with jobs say, oh, I like the security of a guaranteed paycheck. Where in the heck did you get the idea that was guaranteed? See, you need to be fired or get a pay cut so that you recognize it's not guaranteed. It's not. When you own 10 units like we were just talking about, you own that. Nobody fires you from that. You own it. That's security. But if you think a job is security, man, you are a risk taker. You love risk. And you'll be the same person that says, I don't like risk. I don't want to buy real estate. It's too risky. Oh, my God. You don't understand risk. Having a job as your sole source of income is the highest risk position you can be in the United States. So this is really... Oh, okay. I get it now. Kelly bought an apartment complex. Little 35-unit. Okay, you were just sharing your story, Kelly. That is awesome. And Kelly still works 40 hours a week. Good. Don't work more than that. Not healthy. Yeah. Okay. 35 units. And she's getting ready to... I don't know if this is guy or girl, because Kelly can go either way. I'm going to assume it's a girl. Getting ready to buy her second apartment complex. Kelly, the only thing I can tell you is I would highly recommend, sorry for the sales pitch, that you sit with me through the Saturday class. Because if you got a 35 unit, it may be time. Now, it's not maybe. You need to move to 80 or 100, not another 35 units. And I can show you how to do that. So, Kelly, thank you so much for the kind words and the wonderful email. But please come see me. You're probably ready for 100 units, not another 35 units. Come enroll. Go enroll at TotalWealthAcademy.com/400. TotalWealthAcademy.com/400. Okay, let's see. Doggone it. That really looked like a question, but it's a sales pitch. Sorry about that. This is from Nelson. And he's just curious. It looks like Nelson is basically asking about property management. Nelson, there's two different ways to invest. One is actively. And let's say you have a goal of $10,000 a month in second stream of income. Well, that's going to take about 30 houses. if you do it single family and you do it active. That'll make you $10,000+ a month. And Nelson, that would take you less than 10 hours a month to manage. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth 10 hours of work to make $10,000? I think we'll all agree that's not a bad trade-off. But if you have $70,000 or more, you can skip single family and go directly to the end game, which is passive investing. When you're a passive investor, it takes 0 hours a month, yet you get all the benefits of owning the real estate. Someone else, this is what I do. Like, what did I do? I just flipped a house, made 200 grand. What am I going to do with that 200 grand? I'm going to invest it in two different apartment complexes. And I'm going to pick two sponsors. Those two sponsors do all the work. They locate the deal, negotiate the deal, manage the deal, sell the deal, everything. They do everything. And they just send me a check every quarter. That's passive investing. And yes, I teach that in the Saturday class. Okay, let's see if there's any question marks. I don't see any question marks. Thank you for the kind words. Yeah, you can run 30, 40 houses about 10 hours a month. Okay, thank you all for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.